The General Services Administration is once again trying to make the USA.gov web portal into the king of all federal government search. GSA announced that it had launched a better search engine for the government's website that took place at the MOC. This is the fourth time since the Clinton administration unveiled the first gov portal back in 2000. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on how this time USA.gov search is going to be different. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom.
So this came during the MOC presentation by Dave McClure at GSA, correct?
That is correct. It feels like the more things change, the more they stay the same. We covered this story, you and I did, what, 8, 9 years ago?
Long time, yes. So this is the fourth time they're trying to improve the search. What's different now?
Well, GSA believes a combination of technology and actually the way people are searching for information, the changing of the way people go to sites and what they do on sites is really starting to come all together. As you mentioned, Dave McClure is the associate administrator in GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies. And at the Management Change Conference in Hot Springs, Virginia yesterday, he describes how the search function will work based on the Bing search engine from Microsoft.
We also have put some services around it that's absolutely fantastic. So you get the results that would be normal from a Bing indexed to the government websites and the knowledge of the government websites. You get a hand-edited spotlight where we have people who are actually pulling together information from the sites and putting it up in a spotlight display on the result. We have government-related topics. We find when people search on that term, here are the other searches they also do. We're going to show you those automatically on your initial search. And we're also going to pop up for you frequently asked questions. So we have a treasure trove of answers to frequently asked questions on a lot of our public websites run by GSA. Those are automatically accessible. So in that result for that search, you have all of that assembled for you.
Now, the search functions use algorithms and indices based on federal websites. So basically what's it's going, it's reaching out more over and above what Google, what Bing, what Yahoo, what all the major search engines do, and actually going one step deeper. And it provides results in what Dave McClure says, 1 second or faster, which is, you know, basically the industry standard. Now, I did some research and found GSA tried this and said similar things throughout the last decade. So let me just give you a bit of history. And Tom, you remember this. In 2000, the White House, through GSA, launches FirstGov.gov using the Ink2Me. Remember that? Ink2Me search engine the government received free.
Yes, I do remember that. As a matter of fact, it took place in the White House, and I think the president pushed a big phony button they'd rigged up on the lectern.
It was
like
the president or
on the website.
Exactly. Then in 2002, GSA upgraded to a search engine from a company called Fast Search and Transfer. Then in 2005, GSA upgraded again to a search engine using Vivissimo technology. They did minor upgrades in 2007, 2008, and did a little bit more research and found in 2010, just this past July, they talked about more upgrades to search. Now, this is, again, they keep trying to make it better, and Dave McClure says this time, GSA didn't go with a vendor. GSA staff developed that site, and in fact, I asked him, okay, well, what was the cost? And he goes, well, let me get that for you. I'm not sure right off the top of my head, but he said they did pay for these enhancements out of its own pocket, and they didn't rely on the eGov fund or anything else. They use internal funding from GSA to make it happen because they feel like it's part of their mission to make this search better.
So when people visit USA.gov, what will be different for them than, say, searching Google directly or Bing or Yahoo or any of those sites that people use?
Yeah, I mean, I asked Dave that same question because, you know, the way I search, the way you search, I think the way the average person searches, for the most part, they're going to go to one of those commercial engines. Now, Dave McClure says using those special algorithms and, again, the indices of the government is really going to be the biggest difference. He says the new search function on USA.gov, he goes, will be commercial sites hands down for government information specifically. But I said, you know, come on, Dave, we've heard this before. You know, tell me why GSA went down this path again of fixing search.
This is the first redesign of really the search. And the reason why I'm putting a lot of effort into search is I think that is the redesign of most portal sites. I don't think people are going to websites and cruising around trying to find things. They're going right to the search box, and they're hoping either through a structured query They can get in one click where they want to go. So we've designed the search engine to really function that way. So if you look at the new USAGov, it is very lean and mean. It is not a bunch of underlined links. It is relying a lot on people going to the search box, and then we'll take them where they need to go.
Obviously, technology changes, but why would this time be different than previous attempts to fix the search function?
Well, the search technology is far more advanced than it was a few years ago, number one. Number two, we know where the government website and databases are, so we can index directly to them with the help of the agency. So the quality and performance of the searches are enormously different from what you've seen in the past.
So McClure adds that the search engine is free for other agencies to use. They can connect to the search box right to their sites, right to their homepages. And the goal, he says, is to reduce congestion that often comes when searching not just government sites, but really any site. You know, you get all those links, and how do you go through all those links? What he hopes USA.gov will now do is make things a lot easier and much cleaner to see when you do the search.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, live from the Management of Change Conference in Hot Springs, Virginia. Now, is GSA touting this new USA.gov search, is this part of their larger effort at innovation that GSA has a special office named after?
Exactly. And it's not just innovation at GSA. It's really innovation across the government. I mean, Dave McClure spent most of his speech talking about that topic of how can agencies, how can the government be more innovative. He says, you know, USA.gov, that search is part of that innovation, obviously, that can work across government. He says the idea is to integrate innovation with agency performance, and that's when you get that breakthrough in citizen services. USA.gov is an example of what McClure hopes will be such a breakthrough. Obviously, the White House has been pushing agencies to be more innovative, figure out new ways to address longstanding problems. I mean, look, we've seen this with Challenge.gov portal. We've seen this with the SAVE Awards. But McClure says there are actually about seven agencies that really are doing a nice job tying innovation to performance.
It's the link between the performance management agenda that's focused not only on defining new goals and metrics, but producing better service delivery and better outcomes, speed, time, cost, quality types of improvements. And if we do it that way, the innovation will have immediate impact. And that's what people look for, is show me the value case for what this is going to produce.
So McClure pointed to NASA, EPA, DHS, HUD, and education as some of the leading agencies who are really heading down that road to marry these two things, performance and innovation. McClure says there's actually several steps to make innovation happen within your agency, and he points to HUD as one example of an agency with a very structured process.
Ideation, the creation of ideas, the fountain of ideas that can come in to settle business process problems, customer service problems. An admission in which there's a quarterly review to look at the queue and determine what's in, what's out, what's worth the risk, what's not. Those that are accepted go into a design phase with a little bit more meat around it and probably some money in terms of some estimates of what it would cost. Those that make it through that then go into the incubation, the actual testing, putting it into an environment to see if it makes sense without going grand scale, and then launching. The key is to do this kind of process in a matter of months or weeks, not years.
So, Jason, how will GSA bring all of these different ideas or approaches together so agencies can benefit from one another's experience?
I think that's becoming an unintended consequence of the innovation efforts. There's so much going on, but there's not a lot of communication about what is exactly going on within the agencies. The White House's Open Government Working Group holds a meeting every other month, and they focus on innovation a lot. But McClure says it's still a very ad hoc process. He finds it troublesome that agencies really don't have a tool to communicate more easily. So McClure is proposing a way to bring all those innovative efforts together.
Could we create an innovation.gov approach where we actually have a marketplace for ideas and innovation? We create the ability to capture ideas. We have an innovations gallery that's up and flashing and running all the time to tell ourselves and the public what's going on. We have top five, top ten innovations getting lots of sunshine on them. We've got a very active website with repositories. We have agencies plugged in showing what they're doing. We're using social media to actually spread the word about these things. A very dynamic, very fluent, and a very, I hate to use the word, it's government-wide. It's really looking at things at a much larger enterprise level.
So innovation.gov is just an idea right now, but it's something McClure would like feedback from agencies. Should GSA go forward with this? Should the government go forward with this? He said if there's a need, GSA could set something up like on FedSpace, which is an existing collaboration tool that now the agencies are starting to use through the CIO Council, through the CFO Council, the Chico Council, and the Acquisition Officers Council. So there's a possibility that they could, obviously now the big challenge is FedSpace is one of those 7 or 8 sites that could get shut down because the administration is still figuring out which sites, if any, or initiatives will get cut because of the reduction to the e-government fund, about a 76% reduction, something we've been reporting on for the last couple months now. And GSA is using this money to pay for the efforts around FedSpace, so that's still some questions out there. But McClure says even without that money, the model could be the pass-the-hat approach, really. Ask agencies to fund a centralized effort based on, you know, their needs, their interests, and if there's no interest, then maybe they won't go forward. If there's interest from a few, they'll do a smaller version. But he likes the idea of bringing all this together and people becoming more collaborative around this idea of innovation.
Well, in the meantime, they have their Bing.
Very good. Yeah, so they're trying once again on down the path of search, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of pickup they get if people actually start using it more and more.